take Wiggy with you. This is the Wig Out Podcast. Every Friday. Powered by NewEnglandTractor.com.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. The devil is in the details. Anything you sign, look it over at least 7 times. Don't feel any pressure to sign anything, because even the most innocuous thing can come back to bite you in the ass. Now, let's say you're a good citizen, and you have a savings account, but you've had some mishap, and you've got to take money out of the savings account, your money, but you didn't read that little line that said, if you don't keep X amount of dollars in the savings account, they get to, what's the word? It's not a fine. It's some sort of a fee. Really? I it was there, and I didn't read it. So now I'm $40 down of my own money for not having enough of my own money in the bank. That's, well, you know what it is. But come on, the devil's in the details. Same thing with insurance. That's the thing that trips people up most. You think you're covered for something, be it a car or some mishap that sends you to the hospital, and then you find out, oh, no, it happened on a Thursday. I'm so sorry. We can't cover that. It has to, and they always come out with the act of God. I always think about that Ricky Gervais bit where he says, my car was, destroyed. The insurance company says it's an act of God, as he calls God. And God says, that was a Thursday? No. I wasn't involved in that. I was giving little babies in Africa AIDS. Read everything, because you will get screwed. That's what the name of the game is. Think about it. In Congress, how many lawyers do we have so they can obfuscate the truth? Anyway, that's what I'm pissed off about today. But we are closing into the end of January. The big game is coming up soon. You ever notice that you never see a commercial for the Super Bowl unless it's an NFL commercial? Because the NFL owns the name Super Bowl. And in order to use the name Super Bowl, you have to pay them a fee. So that's why everybody has big game parties. Or are you going to watch the big game on your new TV? Because of greed. Does the NFL make enough money? Money grubbers. They're everywhere. And there ain't no chance we're going to be seeing them leave once Donald Trump gets in, believe me. That's just fact, because it's all rigged against us. But the weekend isn't. No, the weekend is a time to recharge our batteries so that as we head for Monday and try to scurry down the rabbit hole without getting any of the crap on our little white tails, we're going to be rested and rejuvenated. So pig out, pork out, freak out. The first month of the new year of this millennium is over. It's going to be 2018 before you know it, and you have to have fun at least once a month. At least. That's a minimum. You should try to have fun every day, but God knows it's harder than hell to do that. So let's do it now, this weekend. Pig out, pork out, freak out, for it is a weekend, and that is one thing that is ours. And you've gotta wig out.